Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. July the 12th, His Forever.
All this week, Derek considers how we've been bought at a price and therefore belong to God. Today he shows us how the value that God attaches to us should affect how we view ourselves. Remember, it cost Jesus everything he had to buy you back to himself. Though he was Lord of the entire universe, he laid aside all his authority and power to die in absolute poverty. He owned nothing. The burial clothes and the tomb in which he was buried were both borrowed.
2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
Perhaps you've never seen yourself as important. Maybe you have a poor self-image or low sense of self-esteem. You may look back on a life of pain and disappointment, a deprived and unhappy childhood, a marriage that ended in divorce, a career that never materialized, or years wasted on drugs and alcohol. Your past and your future both convey the same message: failure. Not so Jesus. He loved you so much that he gave up everything to redeem you for himself. Repeat the beautiful words of the Apostle Paul, making them your own. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Say it again. God loved me and gave himself for me. And again, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. See yourself as that pearl held in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus. Hear him saying to you, "You're so beautiful. You cost me everything I had, but I don't regret it. Now you're mine forever." You can't do anything to earn this. You can never change yourself or make yourself good. All that you can do is accept what Jesus has done for you and thank him for it. You belong to him forever. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you have purchased me. I proclaim that Jesus loved me and gave himself for me, and I belong to him forever. I have been bought at a price. I belong to God. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.